In our gospel reading today, 10 lepers ask Jesus to heal them, and he does. And then Jesus sends them off to practice the pattern of worship that has been established to verify and to proclaim their new status as healthy and able to participate in society. And so in obedience, the 10 lepers go off to do exactly that. They are seeking a kind of completeness that is promised by the biblical law and by the practices of the faith community. But then one of those lepers, noticing that he really has been healed, gets distracted. He forgets about the requirements of the biblical law. He forgets about the practices of the faith community. Or maybe he realizes that as a mixed race minority, the priests aren't very likely to treat him well anyway. But whatever the matter, this man wants something greater. Wants something greater than a religious practice and the blessing of a priest. He wants to know Jesus. He wants to offer thanks to Jesus in person, to clasp Jesus' feet in worship. The prejudices and the inadequacies of the religious system simply serve to push this man to cling to Jesus instead. Now, one of the reasons that I love the Episcopal Church is that the liturgy, the thing that we do here together, speaks to me. Episcopal worship is structured, it is beautiful, and it is heavily freighted with centuries and millennia of meaning. Episcopal worship uses the Book of Common Prayer as its primary source. The texts and the patterns of worship in the prayer book are derived from the earliest surviving texts of ancient Christian worship, which themselves were adapted from Jewish and other sources. The words and the practices have been updated and expanded as times and circumstances have evolved. The common words of the prayer book express our most deeply held beliefs. They keep us connected to the timeless elements of Christian tradition, and they allow us to participate as more than just listeners. But like that one leper who came back, who was aware of the difficulties of his own religious environment, we recognize that the prayer book is not the be-all and end-all of Christianity. Being an Episcopalian is not the ultimate goal. The prayer book and other particular features of the Episcopal Church are meant to be guides leading us toward Jesus. They are invitations to us to connect to God personally and directly. We are imperfect believers. We are imperfect worshipers. But we do the best we can, because in doing so we honor God, and we honor the image of God that we see in one another. And so we act with solemnity, with care and preparation. We do the chores that no one else will even notice or appreciate, because in all our actions, we are responding to God's invitation to draw closer to God. I think that it is good and right and important for us to be not only Christians, but Episcopalians. As Episcopalians, we in our prayer book have important charisms, gifts, and graces that we are called to share with the world around us. We do not advance the cause of Christ by neglecting the special gifts that Christ has entrusted into our care. Nor do we advance the cause of Christ by claiming some kind of sectarian superiority over those who worship or pray or believe in a different way than we do. Instead, we honor Christ and one another by living into what we have been given with gusto and gratitude. always open to learning from others and seeking to engage our identity as Christ's people more deeply, more thoroughly. In our worship, we are inviting God into our midst. We are consenting to God's transforming power at work among us. Sometimes the worship that we practice together might feel like pageantry and acting, but that is because we are learning how to step outside of ourselves and into the rhythms of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' promise to us is as sure as it was to those 10 lepers. In our encounter with Jesus, we find healing. And we come to church each week to train ourselves into that encounter that we might connect more deeply and more personally with Jesus every day. And then we too will be healed. Amen.